Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in a series called You Make Me Crazy. These teachings take a biblical look at topics like peace in our relationships, finding true love, breaking free from abuse, resolving conflict, ending the cycle of people-pleasing, and dealing with the crazy makers in our lives. Now, because we've all got at least one relationship that makes us crazy, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a must-have resource from Pastor Rick Warren called the You Make Me Crazy Study Kit, complete with a 6-session DVD and workbook. If just surviving your relationships isn't good enough for you, then go ahead and take a sneak peek at this powerful DVD-based Bible study while you're listening to today's broadcast. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Resolving Conflict.
Now, the fifth step is very important. Tell the truth tactfully. In this peace conference that you're having with this person that you're in conflict with, you tell the truth tactfully. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, speak the truth in love. It may be the truth, but if I'm not speaking it in love, I'm on the wrong side. You never use truth as a club. It may be true, but you don't use truth to beat people over the head. People do that on the internet all the time, beat people over the head with truth. Don't do that. You tell the truth tactfully. Proverbs 12, verse 18 says this, reckless words, that's the kind you say in an argument that you weren't thinking through, reckless words pierce like a sword, and you've all been pierced by reckless words by people in your life. But the tongue of the wise brings healing. In other words, foolish words hurt, wise words heal, and it's my choice. You never get your point across by being cross. You are never persuasive when you are abrasive. You tell the truth tactfully. If you don't tell it tactfully, it's not going to be received. Truth without love is resisted. Truth wrapped in love is received. People grow faster, people change faster, people change easier when truth is wrapped in love. People must trust you before you can tell them the truth. And they learn to trust you by proving that you love them, that you accept them. And when you prove that, then you can say things that you couldn't normally say, but you have to love them before you tell them the truth. Ephesians 4:29. Do not use harmful words. Well, in that case, a lot of us wouldn't have a whole lot to say. Do not use harmful words, but use only helpful words, the kind that build up and provide what is needed. So when I'm in this conversation with this person I'm in conflict with, the first thing I say is, now, is what I'm about to say, is it going to be helpful to them or is it going to be hurtful to them? Is it going to build them up or is it going to tear them down? Is it persuasive or is it abrasive? And what I'm saying is, this skill is learning to attack the problem rather than attacking the person. Most of us never learned that. And so we go through arguments and we go through conflict attacking the person, not the problem. If you want to see an example of this, just look at political ads. They always attack the person, not the policy, they attack the person. So you learn to attack the issue without attacking each other. Now, related to that is number 6. Fix the problem, not the blame. Now, you only have a certain amount of emotional energy. And in a conversation where you're trying to resolve a conflict, you can either use that energy to fix the blame, or you can use that energy to fix the problem. You don't have enough energy to do both. So you've got to ask yourself, what's more important to me, to blame them or to resolve this conflict? Fix the problem, not the blame. How many times have you heard me say the way you spell blame is be lame? Anytime you blame, you are being lame. Leaders that blame are being lame. That's how you spell blame. So you fix the problem, not the blame. Now, related to this is establishing some ground rules of words that you're just not going to use. If you're a young couple, I highly recommend that you establish some ground rules for fighting fair in your marriage, and you follow them your entire marriage. Actually, it's never too late to do this. But there's some things you should never, never, never say in a marriage. They're WMDs. They're weapons of mass destruction. You know, during the Cold War, when Russia and America was at each other's throats, and for 50 years, America had thousands of intercontinental ballistic missiles aimed at Russia. We could explode the entire nation. They had thousands of intercontinental ballistic missiles aimed at us and could destroy America like that. And even when we were at the worst point in the Cold War and there was enormous tension, both sides still had enough sanity to say, you know, there's some weapons we just aren't going to use because they're MAD, M-A-D, mutually assured destruction. You use those, and we're going to use ours, and we're going to destroy each other, and there's not going to be any countries left. So even when we were totally on opposite sides of an issue, we could at least agree we're not going to use these weapons, these WMDs, weapons of mass destruction. We're just not going to use them. There are some weapons of mass destruction that should never be used in your marriage, like threatening divorce. That's a weapon of mass destruction. Like threatening to walk out. That's a WMD. Like bringing up somebody's parents. That's a WMD. On and on. There are certain things you just say, we're not going to use these. No matter how mad we get at each other, no matter how upset we are with each other, no matter how hurt or frustrated or angry we are, we're just not going to use these. They're off limit because they destroy the relationship. They certainly aren't going to build it. All they're going to do is tear down trust.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Okay, confession time. You probably have a relationship that could drive you crazy if you let it. Whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, sibling, parent, coworker, or that relative you see at every family get-together, a crazy maker can really make life difficult. That's why you need the You Make Me Crazy study kit. In it, Pastor Rick Warren brings sanity to your relationships so you can do more than just coexist and survive. You can thrive. In this powerful DVD series, Rick shows us how to be wise in relationships, how to recognize who's pushing your buttons, how to resolve conflict, how to break free from abuse, how to escape the people-pleaser trap, and how to keep crazy makers from driving you crazy. You Make Me Crazy Study Kit is perfect for you, your family, or small group. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own copy of the You Make Me Crazy 6-Session DVD and Workbook Study Kit. You can call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or 1-800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
There are some weapons of mass destruction that should never be used in your marriage, like threatening divorce. That's a weapon of mass destruction. Like threatening to walk out. That's a WMD. Like bringing up somebody's parents. That's a WMD. On and on. There are certain things you just say, we're not going to use these. No matter how mad we get at each other, no matter how upset we are with each other, no matter how hurt or frustrated or angry we are, we're just not going to use these. They're off limit because they destroy the relationship. They certainly aren't going to build it. All they're going to do is tear down trust. Now, the Bible is very, very specific about what's out of bounds. Let me just give you one example. Colossians 3:8. You must rid yourself. Notice, this isn't optional. You can't use these. You must rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, it's actually angry rage, malice and slander, and filthy language from your lips. Those aren't allowed. Sorry, they're not allowed. They're weapons of mass destruction. Now, angry rage, what does that mean? It means no matter how mad you get, you do not try to intimidate with anger. Angry rage. You do not try to threaten people into doing the right thing. It doesn't work. It says you don't use malice and slander. What is malicious? What are malicious words? They're words that are designed to hurt. There's certain things you know you can say that will hurt that person. And you know them very well. You push their buttons. There's certain things you can hurt, you can damage, you can wound, you can destroy. He says, that's off limits. That's a weapon of mass destruction. You're not allowed to do that no matter how angry you get. Malice, no malicious words, no slander. What's slander? No insults, no slurs, no calling people dirty names, nasty names, no labeling, no belittling. Belittling is about as low as you can go as a human being. Little people belittle people. When you belittle someone, you are showing how tiny your heart is. Only little people belittle people. Great people make people feel great. So when you belittle your partner, your spouse, your kids, you're showing how little you are, not how little they are. You're showing how little you are. Number 7. Oh, no, let me give you one more verse. Romans 14:13. Let us stop passing judgment on one another and instead make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way. The reason why we fix the problem, not the blame, is because blaming is a form of judging, and only God has the right to judge. You're not the judge. You don't know motivation. You can't figure out anybody else's motivation. Shoot, you don't know your own motivation most of the time. So how in the world could you think you could know anybody else's? You don't know why anybody does why they do. You don't know that. Only God does. God is a judge, so don't blame. Now, number 7. Focus on reconciliation, not resolution. Focus on reconciliation, not resolution. There's a big difference here. Reconciliation means reestablishing the relationship. Resolution means resolving every issue. We no longer have any disagreement. We no longer have any problems. That second one isn't going to happen because some things you're never going to agree on. There is nobody on this planet who agrees with you about everything. Nobody. There is no one on this planet who will agree with you about everything. Nobody. So you're never going to have resolution on all your issues. The fact is we're all different. We have different personalities. Have you noticed this? Men and women are different. Anybody notice that one? Yeah. Okay. So we're not always going to agree on stuff. Ages differ. Personalities differ. You're never going to find anybody who agrees with you on everything. So give that one up. Can you have a loving relationship without agreeing on everything? Of course you can. You can have reconciliation without resolution of every issue because some things you're just going to always disagree on. If you learn to disagree without being disagreeable, that's called wisdom. If you learn to have unity without uniformity, that's called wisdom. If you learn to walk hand in hand without having to see eye to eye, that's called wisdom. So you don't have to agree on every issue to come to a reconciliation. By the way, if you focus on the relationship, not the issues, you're going to find that some of the issues you're arguing over just aren't that important. As Tom said, that pastor said yesterday, some things just aren't worth arguing about. I distinctly remembering to forget them. And you need to do that. There's some things that are never going to change in your wife, in your husband, in your parent, in your child, that just aren't ever going to change. You need to let it go. You just need to let it go. And you need to say, I'm going to focus on the positive, not the negative. Because they just aren't going to change. And you're certainly not going to change them by attacking them on it. As your pastor who loves you, I want to challenge you that in a world that is filled with conflict, I mean, it's everywhere. where there's disagreements, where there's war, where there's conflict, where there's prejudice, racial prejudice, where there is envy, where there are tribes, there's groups, there's division, there's politics and partisanship, and where everything in the world tends to divide, I challenge this church, challenge you to become an agent of reconciliation. One of the greatest things you can do with your life is be a bridge builder, not a wall builder. Because everybody else is building walls. You are most like Jesus Christ when you are reconciling people. You are most like Jesus when you're building bridges, not walls. That's exactly what Jesus came to do. He's the great reconciler. God sent Jesus to earth to reconcile us, because you know what? We are in conflict with God. I don't know if you realize this, but until you accept Christ into your life and you get in God's plan, you're in rebellion. You're saying, God, I want to run my life my way. I want to do my thing. I'm going to thumb my nose to God, and I'm in rebellion against God. So what did God do? He takes the initiative. He doesn't wait to come to me. He sends Jesus to come for me and to die on the cross for me. Before I even knew what the problem was, he sends Jesus to die for me. He takes the first step, and he looks at us, and he says, I've come to reconcile you to God. And that's my prayer, that you'll become that kind of person. It's not by accident that the first letter in Saddleback's peace plan is P, promote reconciliation by planting churches. Because the world is filled with conflict. And you are most like Christ as an agent of restoration and reconciliation. Jesus said it like this, Matthew 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, not peace lovers. A lot of people love peace. A lot of peace lovers in the world, very few peacemakers. You be not a peace lover, you be a peacemaker. That means you take these steps and you use them and you teach them to others and you become an agent of reconciliation. Now I want to close by giving you a statement. I want you to write this down, okay? It's always more rewarding. It's always more rewarding to resolve the conflict than dissolve the relationship. It's always more rewarding to resolve the conflict than dissolve the relationship. Now, it's not easier, but it's more rewarding. There are people in your life, you want to just wash your hands of and walk away and say, forget it. It's not worth it. I'm going to dissolve the relationship. I'm just walking away from it. It's just not worth it. Yeah, you can do that, but you don't get any rewards in heaven for that. You don't get any joy on earth for that. You don't get any character growth and development for that. It's not rewarding for that. It's always more rewarding to resolve a conflict than to dissolve a relationship. Now, you can't make peace with other people till you've made peace with God. And maybe that's part of the problem, is you're not at peace with yourself because you're not at peace with God. First, you got to make peace with God, then you get the peace of God, then you have peace on earth, goodwill toward men. The reason people don't have peace on earth, goodwill toward men is they don't have peace with themselves. The reason they don't have peace with themselves, they don't have peace with God. Look at this verse on the screen. 1 Timothy 2:5. There is only one God and one mediator, that's the reconciler, who can reconcile God and people, who can bring us together. He's a bridge builder. He is Jesus Christ. And that's the starting point. First, you need to get peace in your heart by getting the Prince of Peace inside you. So let's do that. Let's bow our heads. Would you say this to God in your heart? God, you know the conflict in my life. You know the conflict with people, and you know the conflict with you. And you know the conflict with myself. And I'm tired of it. And I want to make peace. I want to make peace with you and have peace, your peace in my life, so that I can offer peace to others. You've said, blessed are the peacemakers. I want to be blessed, for they will be called the children of God. I want to be a child of God. So Jesus Christ, I accept your peace today. I accept your forgiveness. I want to be your child. I want to be a peacemaker. I open my life to you as best I know how. Fill my life with love, not anger, with patience, with joy, with peace. Come in and fill every area of my life with your calmness and help me to be a bridge builder, not a wall builder. And then pray this. Dear God, help me to take the initiative to not wait on that other person, but help me to take the initiative, find the right time and the right place, and then help me to have the courage to confess my part of the conflict and to be humble so I won't stumble. Instead of attacking the problem, help me to, instead of attacking the person, help me attack the problem. Help me to consider their perspective, to listen for their hurt. Help me to speak the truth, tell the truth tactfully, to fix the problem, not the blame, and to focus on reconciliation, not resolving all the disagreements. I ask this in your name. Amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, confession time. You probably have a relationship that could drive you crazy if you let it. Whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, sibling, parent, coworker, or a relative you see at every family get-together. A crazy maker can really make life difficult. That's why you need the You Make Me Crazy Study Kit. In it, Pastor Rick Warren brings sanity to your relationships so you can do more than just coexist and survive. You can thrive. In this powerful DVD series, Rick shows you how to be wise in relationships, how to recognize who's pushing your buttons, how to resolve conflict, how to break free from abuse, how to escape the people-pleaser trap, and how to keep the crazy makers from driving you crazy. The You Make Me Crazy Study Kit is perfect for you, your family, or small group. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own copy of the You Make Me Crazy 6-Session DVD and Workbook Study Kit. You can call 800-600-5004 or you can visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or 1-800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
You know, as we close today, I just want to say thank you for joining me in today's broadcast. I want to encourage you in another way through my free Daily Hope devotionals. Are you getting those? These Daily Hope devotionals are a summarization of many of the things that I teach on the broadcast. All you got to do is just go to my website, PastorRick.com. And you can sign up for the daily devotionals. They're free. They'll be delivered free to your inbox 7 days a week. And I want to help you in this other way. It's another way of reinforcing your spiritual growth. Thanks for listening today. We love you. We thank God for you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.